I do wish she was involved in our. Anybody that does like a Zoom meeting and it says recording in progress, I think she's a little sexy voice. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning, Lucas.
It
I actually
is our.
apologize. I think we need. I was like, hey, maybe she should do our intro. Hello,
Yeah.
welcome to Partial Credit in
Hello.
progress. Ooh, there you go. Like she could.
Welcome to this partial credit recording already in progress.
Let's see. Oh my gosh. Yeah, where do we get the sexy Zoom lady?
I'll put out some feelers.
Okay.
I
Yeah.
know people.
You know some people?
No.
Yeah. Zoom.
This is our not awkward at all new introductory section to our episodes. Today, biology. We're going to have a guest, but right now it's just me and Lily. Good morning, Lily. Hello.
Good morning, Lucas. Doing
Hello?
well. Hello. Hello. You.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I'm looking for that podcast. Hello. It's just
Oh, I don't know. I haven't had enough coffee this morning, and I've been doing laundry. There's been a lot going on. Okay.
Yeah, I've had a
Hello.
busy morning as well, but most of it I'm not allowed to talk about on the air. On the air. Why do we still say on the air? I can't
Because
say in the
our
recording.
ooh.
It's not on the air.
I mean, but it does go through the air to get to the recording.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, this episode is coming out today, October 27th, 4 days before Halloween. It is our biology class. Spooky
This is
episode.
our spooky episode.
It's our spooky episode, Death Around the World, with an old friend of mine, Gina Marie, will be joining us later. But I just wanted to say good morning to you, say how wonderful it is to be making this podcast with you on the same continent. And I don't know. What are
Soon
we doing?
that will not be a thing.
That will not be a thing for about a month.
Yeah. Anyways, that will come at a later date. All right. Well, good
So,
morning.
yeah, how are
We'll
you?
just get the socials out of the way right
Well, I
now.
want to do my notes for Megan,
Okay.
coming off of our orientation episode, our last episode. The notes for Megan were, why didn't you give Lily tomatoes? And I didn't have a good answer.
Yep, there you go.
So.
Agree. I agree. The note from the man who hates everything. He doesn't, in fact, hate our stickers.
Oh, how
He was the
fantastic.
first to email. So he gets stickers. And
With a
I
bunch of free
opened the
stickers.
email and the title head said, I'm just here for the stickers. And then you open it and it said, and ice mining. So
Well, so it turns out if you email us anything, you get some stickers.
I know. And
So
I will be.
first person to email us at partial.credit.pod@gmail.com. What do we think? How many stickers in our sticker pack?
I don't know how many. I think I did five for him.
All right. Four or five stickers. You're gonna get four. First person that makes one of us laugh or smile gets five stickers on me.
Yeah, and they may not be related to our podcast. What about that? Ooh.
Ooh. Well, that's exciting. Now hold on, I got an email to
You're like, actually, a
write.
couple will be related to the podcast, and then I'll throw in a couple. I have a massive sticker collection,
I just
so.
started a sticker collection accidentally.
Yeah,
Well,
it's
let's
become a
knock out our
problem.
socials
Okay.
and then some generic free music will play and we'll be back for our full episode.
I love it.
All right, so I'm on the TikTok now.
Yeah.
Having fun on the TikTok.
The TikTok.
And it's the same as my Instagram, Sacred Play-Doh. Come and find me. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's sad.
Yeah.
Lily?
Well, I am also on the TikTok, but I am not as active on the TikTok as you are. And it is also the same as my Instagram, at Deadly
Social media
Pineapple.
consistency.
I know.
Deadly Pineapple. De sorry, I interrupted
13.
you.
Yeah. At
Deadly
Deadly
Pineapple
Pineapple
13.
13.
Which suggests that there was 12 deadly pineapples before you.
Well, yeah. Kind of how I murdered them all off. But you know, we don't talk about that on the show, Lucas.
All
Remember?
right.
List of things we don't talk about. That's one of
I'm sorry, I'll stop bringing up the murder. Well, shall we play some generic free music
think
and
so.
come back with a dear old friend, Gina Marie?
I really think that's what the people want is the free music. And then they just kind of skip over the rest of this. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyways, email us at partial credit.
Partial.credit.pod@gmail. I practiced all summer.
Oh, I'm so glad. I had a brain fart and I said at the beginning, and I was like, wait, no, that's for our Instagram.
What is our Instagram? At what is our Instagram?
Yeah, I
I
thought you
don't know.
practiced all summer.
Just the email.
I really, sorry, this is like absolutely random, but I love our Twitter handle though. Because
At Credit Pod.
at Credit Pod, because I completely fuzzled that up so badly because I don't use Twitter.
You don't use Quitter?
Twitter, I don't use Twitter.
What was our credit score after orientation? Did you notice?
It was actually pretty good. It was like 65 or something like that.
No, 65.24.
Yeah,
I don't know
it's
how
pretty
credit
good.
scores work. They made them up in the 80s, folks.
Anyways, Instagram at partial dot credit dot pod. Twitter at credit pod. Facebook
Yeah.
is just type in partial credit
Partial
and it'll come
credit,
up.
yeah. You'll see one of our faces and go, oh, that's the one. All right.
All right.
Welcome to Partial Credit, the education podcast with a twist. What's the twist? We don't know. It sounded like a really cool hook, and now we're stuck with it. Thank you, Lily. I'm
You're
Lucas, the
welcome.
host and the head teacher, for completely arbitrary reasons. Today, we are joined, as always, by my stellar co-host, Lily. Hello.
Hello.
And a very special guest, a dear old friend, one of the few people in the world that knew me when I was cool, Gina Marie.
Was he ever
Welcome,
cool?
everyone. Well,
Thank you.
hi, Gina Marie. We were
Hi, you're
friends in
still
high
cool.
school.
You're still cool.
We were friends in high school, and I was the coolest guy. Wasn't.
Somehow I don't believe that, but like you can be cool in your own way, and I like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, I thought I was cool, and that's all it took. So, yeah, hello, Gina Marie. Welcome to Partial Credit.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's exciting. We like guests. It takes the pressure off of us and puts it all on you.
That's so
I'm happy to
reassuring.
take the spotlight. today is biology. I don't. We didn't do biology last season.
We did.
We did?
We sort of did. We did a guest biology episode with my dad.
Oh yes, you're right. You're right. I forgot about Gary.
Yep.
Jesus, I forgot about Gary. I'm sorry, Gary.
Okay. He'll never forgive you.
Yeah, until he
But
needs
I like
something
that
from
we're
me.
starting off biology really early. I like
Yeah,
that.
it was the wrap up of our season last year. Today, though, we're that was a lot of that was more about life and reproduction and frogs. This also has a few frogs, but not really a lot of them. We're talking about the various failings of carbon-based life forms today. They are weak, flawed, and generally useless tube within a tube systems. So. That's something I remember from. Oh, who was our science teacher, Gina Marie?
Was it Mr. Norton? I
Yes,
had
because
Mr. Norton.
I had Mr. Norton, as Mrs. Norton was down the hall teaching something else. I don't know, I was high. did you know that most human beings can barely take a brick to the head without crying like a big baby? It's true. Lily, I know you have a relationship with biology.
I do.
And frogs.
Yes, and frogs.
How many frogs would you estimate in the entire scope of human history have been sacrificed for high school biology classes? Not just Mr.
No,
Norton.
millions.
Millions, if not billions, maybe. Gina
Yeah.
Marie, any guesses?
Not I'm not good with numbers, but my all I can think of is it's just way too much
Way too much.
because
I
I didn't
really.
learn much from
I tried to find this number. I couldn't find this number. I found a lot of the really interesting alternatives that they're doing to this now, with like 3D printed frogs that they sort of take apart and things like that,
Well,
so we're
yeah,
not
so like
disturbing ecosystems.
I've actually never dissected a frog in a biology class.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
No,
because it was
and
just
here's that
not
age
something.
difference that comes in.
Oh, I didn't say I've never dissected a frog. I've never dissected a frog in a biology class. It
I did a
was just
frog and a
not.
fetal pig.
Yeah,
They
I
just
can one up you. We did the frog, the pig, and a cat.
You were in that advanced class.
Yeah, and my cat had, it was embarrassing, and it was Mr. Norton's class, and my cat was a male, and it had the biggest testicles out of all the cats in the room. And Mr. Norton said, "Come on over here, everybody, and look at the testicle on this cat," or something like that.
That is wonderful. I liked Mr. Norton. I don't think he cared much for me, but
Oh.
well.
He was a cool
Well,
teacher, but he wasn't as cool as you.
that you know what? We're having her
That's
back.
a high compliment.
I was high all the time.
I figured I was like, you were a high student, weren't you? I actually hated my biology teacher in high
Really?
school. I hated him. I absolutely hated him because I came from my dad being a biology professor and like having all of this knowledge of biology. And I got into my sophomore biology class and I was like, what the hell? What are we learning, sir? And it was like, he's like, and these are the dinosaurs. And I was like, no. And
This is mitochondria.
I was a student that like, if, you know, I knew something and you didn't engage me in any challenging way, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting a C in biology, but it's like my dad looked at me and he's like, "You know this stuff. Why are you not doing it?" And I'm like, "That's exactly why. I know this stuff. Why should I have to prove that I know this stuff?" It was just a horrible class. Oh gosh, it was, I should
You
have
should
gone into like AP bio or
have, you sh
something.
or
It
just
was
gotten
bad.
high.
You know, that would have been a good solution, actually.
Well, this is not only our biology episode, is it, Lily?
It's not.
What else is this episode?
It's our spooky episode.
Yeah, it's our spooky episode. We're talking about death. Death is a normal part of biology, as we said, the failings of all carbon-based life forms. And I'm going to start us off today by going through a few different death rituals from around the world. Chime in at any time if you have any thoughts, opinions, or just want to kill me. And those of you at home or driving to work, be sure to scream at the top of your lungs in response to any of the mistakes we may make. All right, we're starting with the super fun death ritual from the island of Madagascar. This one
Cool.
is something. This is it's called Dancing with the Dead. About a week ago, I looked up how to pronounce this, and I've already forgotten. You ready?
We always butcher it though.
Butcher
We
is
always
so bad.
oh my gosh, yeah.
Fami de Hana, Dancing of the Dead. Or the turning of the bones. I like, Lily, that you looked at me like I got it right when you yourself have no
I know.
fucking
I was like,
clue.
yeah, he did that so well. I was like, yeah. Now,
He's
like
got
3 weeks ago, like pronunciation just like came back to him. Like he got
Fami.
that.
I think I wrote it phonetically here because it's underlined as being incorrect. So, Fami de Hana. We're gonna go with that.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Or the turning of the bones. Now, this
That
I
sounds
love
cool.
because this is like a built-in family vacation in Madagascar, which I really love. Every 5 to 7 years, bodies are exhumed from their crypts. Family members strip the deceased the deceased family member, wrap them in fresh garments and shrouds, and then have a small cocktail party where guests talk, drink, and dance with the departed.
Ah, it's my Saturday night. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know that. I
I've been
prepared for
patiently
it, but
waiting for the
yes.
reboot of Weekend at Bernie's. Turns out it was in Madagascar the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. So yeah. So they exhume the bodies and then just kind of have a party.
Now,
Uh,
they undress and redress them?
yeah, in new clothes.
Don't the bones start falling apart at some point?
I would imagine, but I think that's where the
That takes a
there's.
while.
Yeah, and they will do garments, and then it sounds like they sort of switch over to shrouds, which I'm assuming are just like fancy bags,
Yeah, like
and
a
then over.
burlap sack. I'd rather make little tuxedos for each bone. That would
Here we are in arts and crafts, folks. That's fantastic. I was thinking they keep getting smaller and smaller, or if you chose to cremate, you could just make hacky sacks.
Oh, there you go.
But I think I'm being offensive.
I was gonna say, with all due respect to Madagascar, I like the sound of this. I like
I
it when a
do.
culture's respected that.
A lot of what you're gonna notice a theme here. A lot of this is family,
Yeah.
really family oriented. So now, once the Weekend at Bernie's party is over, the dead are then reinterred, turned upside down, and the crypt is then resealed for another 5 to 7 years. Bodies who
It's
have
like making sure your pancake doesn't burn on one side. You're Right? Like I
Yes.
don't understand the point of the
Yes.
flipping,
This
but like
I don't know.
that's the
And
only way I can think of it is so the body decomposes wholly and not, one side just I don't know. That's so
so when the
interesting.
bubbles stop coming up like a pancake, you
Yeah.
flip it back
Yeah,
over.
you flip it. Well, that makes sense because the body does bubble. So like it's
Yeah.
they're just like, ah, it's their time. So ploop,
So bodies that have never been exhumed are believed to be suspended in limbo. And I wrote a terrible joke here, but I wish I had a better joke, similar to a musical montage in a Wes Anderson film, which is always the weirdest part of Wes. I don't know. When they're running around
Gosh,
in
when they're
Zizou.
weird. Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
So there's I'm gonna hope that's my worst joke of the day. But yeah, that is Fami de Hanna from Madagascar, Dancing with the Dead. I mean, I don't know Gina Marie's family as well at this point as I do Lily's, but I'm gonna ask both of you this question. Would you dig up Gary, Lily, and have a
Yeah.
party?
Yeah.
Update him on some frog science?
Yeah, update him on some stuff, No, I like if that was a part of, a tradition that was in my family and in my area, I would be like, yeah, I'll dig up my parents and
Yeah,
have a
wouldn't it
glass
be
of wine.
weird?
No, it wouldn't be weird to them. Like it's weird to us because we're like, wow, no, we just put them in the ground,
Yeah,
we
stop
don't
thinking
really
about
touch them. We
it.
let them be.
Would you participate in this kind of activity, Gina Marie?
Hell yeah, I
Yeah?
would. Although, how deeply are they buried? Because I don't want to be digging too much. That's a
But good
no, like
question.
Lily said,
Lily.
if they were part of the culture, I'd be in on
Yeah. Well, Lily's got an auger. You can borrow that.
Yeah.
She's
Ooh,
only
the auger right now.
she's
Had it
only
for
had
like
it for
over a month.
yes.
That will
Well,
do the
if
turning
anyone
of the
if
bones
anyone
for you.
wants
Anyone wants to help me build a fence, I will pay you. I am not joking. I don't know who you all are, but we'll pay you to help me build this.
That might get you a sticker pack.
I
Go
know
ahead and
it
email us
might.
to partial.credit.pod at Gmail.
To
All
get a
right.
sticker pack and to get to build my fence.
Yeah,
Let's
with my
go.
auger.
Yeah, that I've had for like a month and a half.
Yeah, I like how she's coming closer to reality with 6 weeks. Okay, so our next stop on our trip around the world. I picked this just for you, Lily, because I'm gonna mispronounce it.
Okay.
Is it Papua? I look at the way it's spelled, and I want to say
Papua New
Papua.
Guinea? Papua
Papua New
New
Guinea.
Guinea?
See,
Yeah.
this is why we're here. So yeah, that place. Now, Egyptian mummification died out centuries ago. But the truly cool Agna tribe are totally into retro stuff. In the mountainous Morobe province, a corpse is so you die, you become a corpse, as previously covered in the biology portion of this. A corpse is seated and smoked over roaring flames for 3 months, tied to a chair. They are smoked in a sitting position for 3 months to prevent decomposition. Now, it does bloat, and when it does start to bloat, oh, Lily, you gonna be okay?
I know, I'm so interested in this. I'm like, what is gonna happen to this guy? Does it explode? Like, do they poke it with a stick? Like,
That's exactly it. They poke it with sticks to drain the fluids every time it starts to bloat. Now, and throughout the process, the dearly departed is never allowed to touch the ground. This is a big part of the ritual. The body cannot touch the ground, nor can the fluids or anything that comes off of the deceased. And once this process is completed, Uncle Bill is strapped to like a new chair and carried up to a cliffside, where he is perched now with all the other elders just sitting up on this cliff,
Oh, that's so cool.
overlooking the village.
I
Yeah.
love this.
I failed to find the recipe for how long this actually takes, but
Months.
I would think
Does that
so.
recipe include what they do with the fluids that come out of the body?
Nope, I could not find it. I could probably rustle some papers while we're doing another portion of the show and maybe find it, but I'm realizing now that I lost out on some of the more interesting parts of what's happening with the Agna tribe and their version of mummification.
I would love to see this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was just gonna say, I need pictures of this. Who's gone into this tribe and taken pictures? So, anytime I see a dead animal on the side of the road, I gauge the level of bloating. I'm like, it's about a 2 to 3 day decomp right there.
I've watched raccoons roll over, you know? But
Like,
Sounds like a
anytime someone,
website you
like,
could start.
yeah. Well, anyone, like, people
WatchRaccoons.com.
take like videos of like animals that have been hit, and they're like, they're still alive, their spirit's still there. And I'm like, nah, that's body fluid, that's like body fluid moving, and like they're bloating, like they don't have an air vent. Like, think about that, like just squeeze on it a little bit and it will come out either way end. And
What was
but
that? What was that stupid vampire show?
which
Where
one?
the True Blood.
There you go.
Wasn't there like a de decomposing fox? Is that? Am I thinking of the right? I
I
don't
didn't see it.
know. Worthless aside.
I was, yeah, anyways, but I actually worked in a it was technically the county medical examiner's office, but it was also a pathology lab. And there was this one person that came in, and she had probably about like 20 to 30 bullet wounds. And she was just every 2 minutes, like, because she just had so, she had been
God.
decomposing for like 4 days. And so, like, all the
Oh.
gases were building up and expelling themselves. And it just makes a whole lot of noise.
That's fascinating.
If it sounded anything like when you're flipping pancakes or making pancakes, that would be perfect.
Oh,
Like a little
You're saying
jar.
like the you're saying the sounds of the air and the gases coming out of her bullet wounds.
Sounded like a little farts, yeah, but
Oh.
they're just like little tiny farts.
Now, Dusty is one of those few dogs that makes a sound when he farts, so I'm picturing
Oh.
that.
Yes,
Bo
I would
boxers
picture that.
notoriously make loud farts.
Well,
So we're gonna.
honestly, I don't think Chester makes fart noises.
No,
No.
most dogs don't. They don't have butt cheeks.
Yeah.
This is the real stuff, folks.
Okay. There is a huge, sorry, this got me like this triggered moment. So my friend group, we have been in the middle of an intense discussion of where the fart makes the noise, whether it's the rectum or the butt cheeks make the noise.
The cheeks.
It's the cheeks.
I'm
I'm on Team Cheeks as well. Thank you. However,
there's the t-shirt.
That's your t-shirt. Team Cheeks. So
writing that down, Lily's assignment. Team Cheeks.
That's gonna be a fun one. Um,
I just picture a lot of variously sized buttocks.
Exactly what it's okay, going to be.
All right. This is the creative process in motion.
Anyway,
friend group does a study on this. Please.
Actually, some of later on. A lot of them believe it's so great. I say it at this point. I'm like, it's both, because you can't just say it's one or the other. But I'm Team Cheeks all the way.
Team Cheeks.
Team Cheeks.
For reasons I would say on the recording, but would probably end in a divorce.
I know what you're thinking.
All right, back to the dead.
Yes, we are going to yes, or the soon to be. Now this is my last stop on our world tour. We are finishing up in Tibet, which. We're going to finish our tour in Tibet with Tibetan sky burials. This one is both gross and beautiful. So Tibetans, Buddhist Tibetans, I believe, considering the corpse a discarded husk, the deceased are placed atop a high peak to be eaten by vultures. The soul was already on its way to reincarnation station, so it was no big deal to feed your neighbor or sister to a bunch of vultures. Especially because in Tibet, they believe the vulture wouldn't eat the body of a person who had ever committed an evil deed.
I'm
squeamish when it comes to this stuff.
I watched all the videos.
This yeah. three oh. things, that's enough for, to write that was enough for me. I didn't need pictures. I didn't need videos.
Anyways, so. If you want to see a video of it. It's actually really kind of cool, to be honest. Like, so what they do is they have this kind of like pit that they put all of the bodies in, and they're all in like a fetal position, and they're all bound and tied up. And then I don't know where all these vultures come from, but like it's a release of vultures, and they just like attack the bodies, and they just go for it, and there's just mounds of vultures.
It's a group thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wow. usually like a mass amount of people in there.
I did not know that. That's new to me. Yeah. I thought it was like you got one guy over here on the hill, and that's it.
No, it's like a mass thing.
Okay. I like yeah. this. It's clean, efficient, eco-friendly. You're helping the birds.
Well, that's you know. That's actually like why it came out a couple of years ago is because like everyone was super into like eco-friendly death for some reason a couple of years ago.
The
mushrooms, the diamonds, yep. like there was a whole lot of like weird stuff.
You get your ashes pressed into a record.
It yeah. continues now. The new thing. Well, one of the latest is human composting and aquamation, which is reincarnation without the fire. I mean, not reincarnation.
Cremation
without the fire.
Oh, cremation. Oh, okay, yeah. Now we, when we were buying our property here in Vermont, we looked at the laws on burial on your own property, and one of the main goals, because Megan's going to outlive me, there's no doubt, is with this new tractor, is making sure she knows how to use the backhoe.
So she can bury you. Yeah.
Yeah. So she can dig my grave, as long as I don't die in the middle of the winter. But you know,
yeah,
just put me
awkward.
In the basement.
Lucas, you
would just put
you
on
dig
ice.
Your grave. You could dig your grave now, cover it with like some plywood, and okay. Maybe it would be like some sort of a therapeutic exercise for you.
Can I do that when I'm done digging a pond?
Yes.
Okay. Or do I dig the pond big enough to do like a Viking burial? And
that
she just
one
torches me.
That one, because I will come to that funeral.
The kicking Lucas into a hole funeral is not interesting enough for you.
I mean, yeah, no, not really. But the Viking funeral. Maybe if we did like a Viking, ooh, we could design it so that like you would go across the pond and then you would land and then we'd just like throw you into the grave. You'd just flick you in. You just...
Or, you know, we're going to have a bunch of chickens. We could just do like a Vermont sky burial where chickens eat me.
Chickens would do that too. They'd be like, nom, 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 nom.
Yep. Then you can have a very sarcastic omelet. So, speaking of reincarnation, we brought on our friend Gina Marie to talk to us a bit about reincarnation. Before we get into that, can we ask the question roundtable? Does anybody who here believes in reincarnation?
I do.
Okay, I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence. I'm here to be convinced.
Is it uncomfortable? Is there a post up your butt, or is it just a comfy fence?
I have come here to convince you.
All right. That's why
I wanted to come on the show.
All right. Well, Gina Marie, please tell us how to get to Reincarnation Station.
Oh, well, I don't know how to get to Reincarnation Station, but there are some people who believe that the more you meditate, this is not prepared remarks, so I'm pulling this out of the air here. I think there are people who believe that the more you meditate, then the greater the chances are that you will remember your past life after you have reincarnated.
Okay.
But I don't know how to get to Reincarnation Station. What I would like to talk about is there proof of reincarnation? I believe there is. And so what I have come today with is, let me back up and set this up. A few years ago, I read two books about this very topic. And at the time I was planning on writing a novel about it. So I took notes. And so I brought my notes with you. I brought my notes with me. And that's what I really want to talk about is these books. I'm holding them up so that you two can see them. And so these are both books by Jim B. Tucker, MD. One is called Return to Life, Extraordinary Cases of Children Who Remember Past Lives. And the other one is
I know this book.
Yeah. The other one's called Life Before Life, Children's Memories of Previous Lives. So this guy, he's a serious scientist. He is professor of psychiatry and neurobehavioral sciences at the University of Virginia in their Division of Perceptual Studies, or DOPS for short. DOPS was founded in 1967, and a large portion of their research is about finding proof of reincarnation by interviewing these kids all over the world.
I love this. This is fascinating. We are going to have to take a quick break, though, and then we're just going to talk about these wild kids. This is awesome. I'm really pleased with the direction this is going and that I did not prepare in any way by reading your notes.
It's better.
Great.
Than...
So, musical interlude, and we will be right back. Welcome to part two of Partial Credit Biology episode. Special guest Gina Marie, as always, Lily. This time, Lily, man on the street, out and about. What's the traffic, Lily?
The traffic is rainy and gross.
Yes.
It's 5 o'clock, so of course everyone is on the road right now.
Yep. All right, so we've got Lily in traffic. Gina Marie, how are things over in your neck of the woods?
My neck of the woods is full of pillows and blankets because apparently my room was echoey.
I'm sorry, I was editing the audio. I made a note. So we left our first half. We were talking about reincarnation and various children around the world as evidence of reincarnation, if I understand correctly, Gina Marie?
That's right. There are two wonderful books written about this subject by Jim B. Tucker, MD. And his entire career is devoted to investigating these cases. And so what I'd like to do is tell all the listeners about the work they've done, because I think it means that reincarnation is real.
All right. Spooky-sode in effect. Let's go.
Okay. So just to backtrack a little bit, I just wanted to say that Jim Tucker and his team travel all around the world investigating these real cases. And back in the year 2005, they had already researched more than 2,500 cases. That's Jim and his department. So by now there's like thousands and thousands of these cases. And there are lots of times when they have concluded that this is not a real reincarnation. And there's also a lot of times when they don't have enough evidence to conclude one way or another. But there have been enough times when they have definitively proved that, yes, this is a real reincarnation, that now they have real data and there are real patterns and the books are full of the real statistics and all kinds of cool stories that I recommend that people read because it's fascinating. But they talk about how they do the research.
So the very little I know about them, they focus on children? Yes. As evidence of reincarnation?
Yes. So what happens is these children start talking about their past lives. And of course, a lot of times the parents don't believe them. Of course, they think that they're talking about an imaginary friend or they're just being imaginative. But the kids will give details that can be researched that prove that they have information that they could only know if they were really a reincarnated person. So what I've brought is just some notes from the books that talks about the commonalities between the cases.
Okay.
And these kids are from different countries, different cultures, different religions. So
they're not all talking on WhatsApp.
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
And actually, you know, YouTube has
like how did they find these?
Oh,
what's that?
I think the chopper's gone down.
Hey, we're looking for her kids. Sorry.
I think probably it's probably people, the parents probably start researching it and then they find this division of perceptual studies that's done the research and maybe they get in touch that way. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. That's a good question. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Are we ready
to
dive into some of the cool details?
If anyone knows, let us know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay. All right. So I'm actually going to start before the reincarnation actually happens to talk about how sometimes they have found that a dying person will actually announce to their family that they are going to come back as a specific yet to be born person, which is cool. I think that happens in different cultures, not in America. And
I would do that.
Wouldn't that be cool? And I think, Lily, isn't this something totally like what that. Happens with the Dalai Lama? Isn't that how they?
Yeah. So like actually like Buddhism, like they look for the next Dalai Lama by like reincarnation is really like.
But do they call their shot? Do they
said that. No, it's more like they're like someone is going to be the next me, and it like they say like the spirit of them goes out into the universe, and the baby is born the exact moment the Dolly dies.
Okay.
Like it's like down to the exact minute. It's kind of insane. And like they seek this person out. And most of it, like they're saying most of the time it's like within the order or, you know, someone who is Buddhist. There's a movie that I was made to watch.
What Dreams May Come, starring Robin Williams. Lily's going through a tunnel, or the chopper has gone down. Gina Marie, you go ahead and talk over her.
Okay, I will do that. They say that the median time between the death and the rebirth is 15 to 16 months. And the children usually start making these past life statements around age 2 to 4, and they almost always stop talking about their past life between ages 6 or 7. And 75% of these kids talk about how they died. And the mode of death, the way they died, is frequently violent or sudden.
Oh. Yes. Mm.
And sometimes the kid will talk about the funeral of their previous personality, which would indicate that their consciousness sort of hung around their body after they died, before they reincarnated. So I think about that when I go to funerals, and I kind of like look up in the air. I'm like, I wonder if they're here right now watching.
The one thing I really think about is like, when we die, we have so much energy around us constantly. Like, where does that go? You know, like it doesn't just disappear. The energy is still there. You can't kill energy.
Well, and yeah,
and so it clearly goes back into something else.
Right now, if Lily died, if she ran off the road right now, she'd be podcasting for all eternity.
Exactly.
Does that sound like a fresh hell?
Reports from another realm.
Maybe people wouldn't tailgate me then. That would be nice. Can we like make a world where people don't tailgate each other? That would be really nice.
Well, you could brake check them with impunity, though.
Well, something that's interesting, speaking of death, of course, is that sometimes these children have phobias that are linked to the past life and usually related to the way they died. And some of the examples in the books included a fear of water or a fear of drowning. And sometimes those phobias start exhibiting themselves before the kid can even speak. And
I have a very vague, wasn't there a kid that had like a facial deformity, and he or she, I can't remember now, were the reincarnation of someone who had been shot in the face? Is that, am I thinking of the right book, or am I thinking of Dick Cheney?
Oh, you must have read ahead in my notes, because I have they talk about how a lot of times the kid is born with birthmarks or birth defects that match wounds from the body of the previous personality. Oh. And they're often unusual in shape or size, and they're often puckered or raised up on the skin. And sometimes...
like a scar.
Like a scar from surgery. And there were even, this is more like what Lucas was talking about. There are some cases where there are missing digits or internal diseases that match the previous personality. And there was even, oh, this is so cool. There was even one kid who, when he learned how to walk, he had a limp and no one could figure out why, because there was nothing wrong with him physically. But later on, they figured out that his previous personality did limp because of some accident.
Accident or deformity or something.
Right. So that's probably what you were reading about.
Yeah. Oh, and most of my intake of knowledge is passive, so I'm sure I'm missing details.
I'm just going to keep talking unless you interrupt me, so go ahead and interrupt.
No, I'm just... I have
so many notes.
it's a lot of fucking information, the whole subject. How... What's the most compelling out of your notes? What's the most intensely driven, not Lily driving, intensely driven? Because, all right, so I know about the limp kid.
Okay.
We'll call him Limp Kid.
Limp Biscuit.
Yeah, Limp Biscuit. I'm trying to find scars on myself now. I got nothing.
You want the most compelling case of one of these sorts of situations? I read these books a few years ago,
okay,
and I just happened to keep my notes. So I don't, I would just say read the books because they're great.
The author was
Jim B. Tucker, MD.
MD.
And the books are called Life Before Life and Return to Life.
Okay.
And I go ahead, Lily. Yes, Lily.
Oh, she's back.
I was just thinking about this because I'm back. And like, it would be such a, like, reincarnation, like, you guys kind of were touching on with the lymph, it's not always like a good thing. Like you could end up with so many diseases and so like the phobias. And like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I reincarnated from this like heiress and blah, blah, blah. Like we don't really talk about like the fact that reincarnation comes with things that like ailments. And I think that's just so fascinating that the book touches on that. I think I need to read these books.
I think we should. You know what else we don't talk about? Have you guys heard of double reincarnation?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well,
next level.
Nope.
Okay.
So like a double rainbow.
It's amazing.
Lily, pull over.
Well, apparently, once in a while, the families of the previous personality report that that person also used to report memories of a past life, which would mean that the same soul reincarnated twice, which is probably happening. It's just that in these cases, there's a link where you can talk to the people who can.
Whoa. So like, it's like it's a Russian doll situation?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yes.
Do you think that the spirit is unresolved in some way where it like, especially with a double reincarnation, it's like, no, please listen to me because this one situation happened. So
or is it just like, somebody that's like a real busybody like Lily?
Resolved or, yeah, like I would definitely be a double reincarnation person. I'd be like, no, hey, I need to know all the gossip. Like, thank you.
Well, there are, they do talk about how, we need like 6 hours to talk about
this. That's
often the case.
And I'm trying to scan my notes for this, but they do talk about how, especially in this, they call them same family cases where the reincarnated person in the past life was within the same family. A lot of times they'll reincarnate when there's a really strong emotional bond, like if they died when they were a child. Or if their death was incredibly sudden and traumatic. There's more to it, but of course.
This actually calls back a little bit to our art class. Salvador Dali constantly referenced an actual physical and emotional connection to his brother of the same name who died before he was born. Like he needed another shot.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe Salvador Dali was a reincarnation of Salvador Dali.
Well,
there was something in this book about every once in a while the kids will make some philosophical statement, and they talked about one boy who said that the reason why he decided to come back was because he spent too much time working and he didn't spend enough time with people he loved. And he was like 3 or 4 years old when he said this.
Oh God, that's crushingly sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Reports of another realm. This is interesting. I'm trying to pick out the stuff that would be the most interesting.
That was my next question. Is there a waiting room?
I think there must be. Because some of these kids talk about how, you know, they talk about what they call divine intermission, like when they're between lives. And some of them say that they decided to be reborn and they made that decision with the help of other beings. So that's cool. And then also,
can we dwell on that for just a second? Just in like a, so the divine, a divine waiting room.
Let's call it that.
Right? And then there's this congregation that sort of gets together and talks about what are you going to do?
That would be indicated here. See, the thing about these scenarios is that they're not just things that happened once or twice. It happened enough times that they notice that it's thing, you know,
a pattern.
And then also about this other realm, some of the kids, this is so cool, I think, some of the kids report seeing their own family members who who had also died, and those relatives telling them things about their previous life that are later verified when the kid is trying to, this is another Russian doll situation. So, let's say you have a child and the kid is saying, when I was your age, I used to change your diaper or something like that. And you don't believe him. And he says all these details. And then maybe he starts saying, well, before I was reborn, I saw Uncle Jim. And Uncle Jim told me these details about his life. And your son would have no way of knowing that because Uncle Jim's dead. He never met him. The family never talked about that stuff. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
This is some of the coolest shit I've ever worked on.
I've never given a lot to reincarnation. I've always kind of put it in the same kettle as sort of any other get out of jail free card, I guess, that humans need. My draw to reincarnation, my acceptance of reincarnation, is that it is constantly always around us. It is part of nearly every biological cycle. But, you know, dead things fall, mushrooms grow out of it.
Yeah, like Lily was saying in a previous episode, she believes, many people do, that when you die, you become energy, and that energy just transmutes into a different form.
Yeah. I just... Oh, did Lily say something?
I did. I was gonna say that, like, crap, what was I gonna say? This is what I was gonna say, is I think these cases that are in these books is people are just more consciously aware of their reincarnation, and that, like, each of us are reincarnated from energy, but we don't have that conscious, like, connection with the spirit as these children do. So I do believe in reincarnation, and I think touching on our question at the top of the show is, and like this just kind of re-solidifies my belief in reincarnation and or energy distribution, re-energy distribution.
It sounds like you're you're sending out some energy right now.
Sounds like Max Headroom.
I'm absolutely fascinated. I'm good. Not entirely convinced.
Well, I'm trying to pick out things that would convince you. So maybe this will do it for you.
Is it spooky?
I have two spooky things I want to save till the end.
Okay.
But this is just cool. So we're talking about, in this case, sometimes the kids are talking about how they chose their next parents specifically. And the researchers noticed a difference between the American cases and the Asian cases. Whereas in the American cases, the kids usually talk about being in heaven and picking their next parents from heaven.
Okay.
But in the Asian cases, they tend to talk about how they saw one of their future parents, like, out and about, and they decided to follow that person home to join the family. And that's when they, I guess, got in the womb, or I'm not sure what happens from there. But, you know, in some of these cases have been at least partially verified or more, because this kid is describing details that they wouldn't have known because they weren't born yet. Okay, you don't sound convinced. I can do better.
I need something spooky. No, I don't. So years of disbelief in pretty much any structure. That's my problem.
You're a rebel at heart. I was going to talk about the location of the rebirth. So they apparently there's a whole bunch of these cases where, you know, in
modern day Myanmar, used to be called Burma, there were all these cases of these Burmese children who would report their past lives. And they all said that they, in their past life, they were Japanese soldiers who were killed in Burma during World War II. And a lot of these Burmese kids feel a longing to go to Japan as if they were trapped in Burma after dying there.
That's compelling.
Uh-huh. I'm getting there. But I feel like...
That's so cool.
My time is running up. Is that right? Should I go right to the spooky stuff?
Give me a spooky one. And
yeah.
Give me a spooky, and then we have a reverse quiz.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I know. The pressure's mounting.
Okay. Okay. So Halloween is coming up, and this is your spooky sode.
I guess so. I guess we do that now.
Okay.
Lily, are we going to do a Thanksgiving episode? And
Thanksgiving.
She sounds like a zombie.
She really does. I love this.
It's a spooky episode, so.
Oh, I am sorry for everyone just trying to drive to work right now. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap up with the most unusual cases of reincarnation I could find, or reincarnation adjacent. And this is real cases of possession. Like, not head spinning around on the body, but that kind of thing. You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. So these books talk about how in extremely rare cases, the past life personality can enter the body of a person who was born before the previous personality died, which is what would make it a possession. And yeah, it's hard to wrap your...
No, say that one more time. It sounds like a math problem, but I just...
Right. The past life personality enters the body of a person who was born before the previous personality died. I have some example. I have a couple of spooky examples to help understand it. So there's a case of this woman who was 32 years old. So she's 32. She lives her life as, you know, her regular self. Then all of a sudden, she started displaying a new personality. And this was triggered by meditation and breathing exercises that induced an altered state of consciousness. And she started to speak in a different language. She no longer understood the language she used to speak. And this lasted several weeks until her old personality came back. But the previous personality continued to emerge intermittently for years thereafter. And it was proven that this other personality had really lived in another part of the country 150 years before. Possession.
That's spooky.
I have one more. It's a little spookier, maybe. Okay, yeah, I see. You look riveted. That's good. Lily's smiling, so that's good. Okay, so in this case, I'm going to tell you about in India, a young woman had some episodes where she would clench her teeth and her eyes would roll back in her head. And these episodes ranged from a few minutes to an entire day. And during a couple of these episodes, she seems to be taken over by different personalities. One who said she had committed suicide by drowning herself in a well. And another who said he had been a man in a different part of India. And these episodes culminated in one instance where she lost consciousness and she apparently died for 5 minutes with no breathing and no pulse. And when she woke up, she didn't say much for a whole day and she seemed confused. But then when she did start talking again, she had assumed a different name and a different personality, which was proved to be that of a woman who had lived 60 miles away and had been murdered. And the new personality remained for the rest of this woman's life, during which time her original personality came back only for a few hours.
Like at a time or
I don't know if it was cumulative or intermittently, but basically she was possessed for the rest of her life.
Wow. That's insane.
Sucks to be her.
Yeah.
And I know I've been talking a lot, and you know, I'm just a guest here, but I want to say thank you for letting me come on the show. And if you want to do it again, I could talk for a whole lot more.
Well, I want to have you on my other show where we just like have fun and we don't talk about dead people and isn't out yet or doesn't exist. But Lily,
hello.
I need to know.
Yes.
Where are you at on this?
I'm at 444.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Mile marker 444.
Oh, okay. That means I've called in the missile strike to an appropriate location.
Yeah.
Gina Marie, that's way more research than either of us have done for anything. That's wonderful. That was absolutely wonderful. I am mostly just blown away. I'm still focused on Team Cheeks. And so
I'm very happy to be here, but I'm sad that I didn't get to talk about the kids who show an interest in addictive substances like alcohol and tobacco, or kids who talk with an accent.
I mean, I stole heroin from my neighbor until I was 13. I didn't know what to do with it.
But when you were three, did you know how to roll a cigarette without anyone showing you?
No. But interesting anecdote, completely aside. When I was still in diapers, I would take the beer caps that were anywhere left in the house, and I would put them in my diaper.
Why?
Just saving them.
I have no idea. Just saving them.
It sounds like it would hurt you.
Yeah, so yeah. they would take the diaper off and all these beer caps would fall out. All right, who's ready for the reverse quiz?
I am.
Lily is slightly more prepared for this because she knows what this means.
I don't.
This is four jokes. And you get to judge me on them. I didn't write any of them. There was a Viking who believed in reincarnation. He was hoping to Bjorn again.
I actually like these kind of jokes. That was good.
If reincarnation was real, I would come back as a tablecloth. I'd get laid three times a day and pulled off at night. I did not.
Better. Sorry. Better. That was all better.
All right. I went to a reincarnation seminar yesterday. I figured, what the hell? You only live once. All right.
Wrong.
And this one's not strictly, this one, it's not strictly reincarnation based, but so the Dalai Lama walks into a pizza place. He, a waiter asks him, you know, what he wants, and he says, make me one with everything.
Oh. I've heard that before.
I've seen
the
videos.
Second joke is my favorite.
So yeah, second joke was the favorite.
Yeah.
This is the spookiest episode we've ever recorded.
Well,
so.
if you want to do it again next year, I can talk about animals reincarnating as people, because apparently they have proof of that too.
Bullshit.
I just can't stop talking about this. I might be your most annoying guest.
No. I will give Lily. How long do we give to? Do you have an animal at the ready?
I do.
No, I. Yes. Oh, Chester.
Well, it's the deer she just hit with her car.
It's the
roadkill sandwich.
Like... just throw Chester out the window right now. Let's see what happens.
Because I hit an animal on the rug, you know? It's like New England. It's the deer season.
Oh, my God.
I've passed, like 8 animals already.
I was passing someone on 91 the other day, and it's pouring rain. I'm only going 65, maybe 70, and I look, and there is this deer. It's cloven hooves, or cloven, whatever, yeah. on the yellow line, just looking at me. Oh. It just didn't move. Oh. I don't know. I was terrified. No, seriously, throw Chester out the window. Let's see what happens.
You could do an experimental birthmark where you like carve a weird shape into his skin and then the kid will be reborn with that as a birthmark.
Lily?
Which apparently came up in this book.
How dedicated are you to this show?
Not that he's like fast asleep right now, which is hilarious.
Okay.
So
kick him under the kick him under the brake pedal and then just ram both of you into a wall.
Then we'll see what happens.
It's a body switch. It's a body switch.
Yes. Okay.
Friday.
We're going to do that. I'll be him.
Oh, Lily's, the chopper has gone down. Gina Marie, I wish we had so much more time for this.
Me too, but I had a great time.
It's just absolutely wonderful.
Well, thanks again. And if people don't want to read, go to YouTube because there's tons of videos about Jim Tucker and his work. And there's this really cool story. You could look up Reincarnated Pilot and you'll find the story of this kid who his name was James Leininger. And it's just an amazing story. It's amazing. That's one of the proof stories.
I think this is the first episode that ends with a teaser. Hey Lily, just one more check on the traffic before we go.
Yeah. Just some road work.
All right, guys, ladies, everybody who's been here, Chester, get out of the window. I'm so tired. I've been up since 2 a.m. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Goodbye. So let's, Gina Marie, let's meet on the quad in our next lives. Lily?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know where my truck is parked, so just get stuff. I do. Just get stuff out of the glove compartment when you need it.
I will.
Inside jokes all around.
Sorry, Gary. That's the only one I know.
Oh!
Oh!
Fucking hell! Fuck, yes! Sorry, Gary. Fuck! Oh.